What's up, family? What's going on? Welcome back to episode number 13 of PJ's Take. And before we get started, I just want to thank my brother for this mic. And I want to thank my roommate for this camera. And that's really a blessing, for real, for real. Like I said, welcome back. And then this episode is entitled, The Grass Is Not Always Greener on the Other Side. And really talking about the real versus the fake in people and relationships and things like that. And the scripture I'm going to hit on today is Proverbs 27, 5 through 6. And then later on, John 15 and 13. So, going back to my title, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. I know we've heard that phrase so many times growing up, that the grass is always greener on the other side. And I looked it up, and that means that other people's lives and situations and circumstances always seem like they're better than yours. And that might be true if you're just looking at the image that people give off at work, or what they say, or the image they give off on social media. It might seem like their life is always better, but in reality, people are capping, and it's not always true. I do not think that the grass is always greener on the other side. I think that the grass is greener where you are growing and cultivating it and developing it. And I want y'all to think about two different things. So I used to run track and play football, and we would either play on a grass field or a turf field. So look at grass, right? How do you describe grass? It's real, it's authentic, it's alive, it's thriving, it's growing. It'll take time to develop and cultivate it, right? So look at turf. What is turf? It's fake, it's plastic, it's not authentic. It can literally be made and fabricated overnight. So the reason why I wanted to compare these two things, because from a distance, a turf field looks like a grass field. So basically what I'm saying is, from a distance, a fake thing looks like a real thing. But until you get up close to it to see how fake it is, you think it's real. And people are the same way. Some people, they look real and authentic. They look like they're thriving. They look like the grass is greener on their side. But it's not until you get up close to see how fake they are, how unauthentic they are, how not genuine they are. But it's really based on your vicinity to that person. Like I said, the closer you get, the more you see their true colors. And that really brings me to your friendships. So, like I said, Proverbs 27, 5 through 6, and it reads, open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. So think about two different people. Person A and person B. Person A is that person who will openly rebuke you, meaning they will tell you the truth, they will tell you how it is, they will keep it 100 with you, even though it might hurt your feelings, even though you might not like them. They're going to keep it real with you because they know that what's best for you. And sometimes they've been through that same exact thing, so they're telling you from personal experience. See, a relationship with somebody like that, just like the grass and that analogy I just gave, is real and it's authentic, and it'll take time to grow over time. It's not just going, you're not going to get it overnight. You're going to have your bumps and your bruises and your disagreements, but it's going to be worth it in the end. And then the second person is the secret love type of person in verse 5. And that's just like the turf analogy, the turf in that analogy. They're fake, they're not authentic. But you won't know that until you get up close to them. You won't know how fake they are until you they're like in your circle at the certain period of time. And a good example is Judas from the Bible. And if you don't know who Judas was, he was one of Jesus's 12 disciples. He was actually over the money, which is ironic what happened with him. But he was close to Jesus, you know, he was one of the 12 disciples, so he was always around him up until his crucifixion and things like that. And he actually deceived him with a kiss, and he sold him for money. And really, that shows us you got to be careful who you let around you. Obviously, Jesus knew what was going to happen. That was a part of the plan all along. But you got to be careful who you let in your on your corner. Sometimes the people closest to you can do the most harm and the most damage to you. Judas couldn't kiss him from a far distance away. He had to be like close, in close relationship and close proximity to him. So you got to be careful who you letting around you. You got to watch, you know, their motives, watch what they do, because some people have hidden agendas, like those fake people, like that turf and that analogy that I gave. But speaking of Jesus, he's the best friend when it comes to somebody who's real and genuine. That's the best friend somebody can have. And then my second verse was John 15 and 13. And it said, greater love. Well, this is the King James Version. But it said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that's like, when it comes to the gospel, that was like a huge deal, what Jesus did. He laid down his life knowing that most of us would reject it. He laid it down knowing that we would fall short like every day. Sometimes with me, like multiple times a day, and I had to get right with God. He laid it down because he wants that relationship with me and with you. And he laid it down knowing that some people are so prideful to think that they can get into heaven they self, that they're good enough to get to heaven, really, when in reality, we're not saved by our good works. We're saved by grace through faith. And then John 14 and 6 say, Jesus was telling, I believe it was Thomas, he was talking to the disciples. And he told Thomas, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And that goes to show, no false God, no false religion. Ancestors can't get you into heaven. Burning sage and incense can't get you into heaven. Just because you do good stuff, that don't get you into heaven. Our good works can't save us. That's kind of off topic, but it's the truth. But a really good way to get discernment, to see a real friend from a fake friend. One thing you can do is read Proverbs. It's in the Old Testament, right after Psalms. And it talks about how to get wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and all kinds of different situations when it comes to like a relationship with a guy or a girl, with a friendship, how to do your finances, saving your money, what to do, what not to do. It's really like the instruction book of like how to handle people in different situations. So that's one way to get discernment. And then another way is by praying that God would like show people's true colors, which we will do right now. So if you want to pray with me, Father God, thank you for the people that are listening to this podcast. Lord, I pray that you would give me and everybody listening discernment and wisdom and understanding to see who's really for us in our corner, who's really against us, that we will see the real people and the fake people, the people who are real and authentic, and then the people who are fake and not genuine, so that we can cut off the weeds and let the flowers bloom. And Father God, I'm praying that you would meet us right where we are, that we would have a relationship with you, because the most important relationship is the one with Jesus, because not having a relationship with Jesus, we can't make it into heaven, and we would be damned to hell if we're not right with the Lord when we die. And we don't know when that time will come. So, Lord, we pray that we'll be ready. In Jesus' name, amen. I appreciate y'all listening. Like I said on my IG story, this is going to be shorter episodes, but I want to do it more consistent, because I was on like one episode every 4 months, and that wasn't it. So I'm going to be doing it more often. But I appreciate y'all listening in. And you can find this on IG or YouTube or wherever else at PJS_take. And with that being said, peace and bless up.